The 2015 Administrative Order on Consent, the AOC, directs the Navy to reinforce 20 fuel storage tanks, each the size of Aloha Tower, by the year 2037. This after tank number 5 at the Red Hill Fuel Storage Facility leaked 27,000 gallons of fuel in January 2014. Oahu Board of Water Supply Manager and Chief Engineer Ernie Lau asked members of the House Health and Human Services Committee to insert language in Senate Bill 2930 requiring secondary containment using double wall construction.
The fuel stored at Red Hill ideally should be moved to another location without impacting our groundwater. However, we realize that the Navy and PACOM finds this an extremely important facility. So if they want to continue storing enormous volumes of fuel there above our sole source aquifer, we then believe that secondary containment, a tank within a tank design, is the proper way to prevent releases to the environment as required by state law.
Senate Bill 2930 currently has no preferred design for the tank upgrades, but Rear Admiral Brian Fort, commander of Naval Region Hawaii, says the administrative order on consent provides the flexibility needed to complete the tank upgrades by 2037.
I want to protect the water as much as anyone, but a double wall tank might take a whole lot longer than a liner. And if the liner provides me interim protection while I move towards a double wall solution, I think that's way better than assigning me a double wall. And now maybe we spend another 5 or 6 years trying to come up with a firm that will agree to do it. All I've asked is not to tie my hands by forcing an option that maybe I can't execute for 5 or 6 years.
But Sierra Club Chapter President Marty Townsend says the Navy can get the funding and the time to construct secondary containment. The Sierra Club originally asked for construction to be completed in 5 years, but Townsend says they would settle for half of the allotted 20 years.
The limitations that the Navy have articulated in terms of the time frame are self-imposed. They have decided that only 3 tanks can be updated at one time. That's them setting that limitation on themselves. If we, as the people of Hawaii, if you, as our legislators, say we need you to move faster, I am confident the Navy will find a way to upgrade more tanks at one time.
But Red Hill Regional Program Director Mark Manfredi says the complex secondary containment options will require more workers and time.
That's working probably 2 10-hour shifts per day. If you try to do more shifts, it's actually counterproductive because people begin to get in their way. You begin to inherit more risk. You can only jam so many people and so much equipment in the tunnel at the time is inherently more risky from a construction perspective. And to try to do it any sooner than that, you're just asking for failure.
Sierra Club's Townsend asked lawmakers to mandate a double wall upgrade requirement to be completed by 2027.
We implore you to please stand up for us. Please protect our groundwater.
The House Health and Human Services Committee plans to make a decision on Senate Bill 2930 on Thursday morning. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.